Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Hi everyone, what a difference a week makes, eh? Lots of people going back to work. Things start to get a little bit more normal, shall we say. So maybe you're starting to relax a little bit and you're thinking of having a drink over the next few days and you want something delivered to your door. Well, there's a lady of Liverpool doing amazing things with a low-calorie Prosecco and I thought you might want to know all the details. So sit back and listen to Kath from Think.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So, Kath, introduce yourself to all of our listeners.
Hi, I'm Kath, and I've got a company called Think J Wines Limited, and it's a reduced calorie, reduced sugar, vegan and organic Prosecco brand. It also has sparkling rosé as well as Prosecco.
Lovely stuff. Now, before we go any further, right at the top of this interview, I want to say I've tried it. It's brilliant. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll have seen the carry-on in my back kitchen whilst tasting it. But I want to go right back to the start of your journey. So here we are, 2020. You've got a successful brand. You're selling champagne like hotcakes. But what we want to know is how it all came about. So where did your journey start? Just in case anyone's thinking of looking to you for inspiration.
When I was about 19, I ended up moving to America to do an internship. And I got a job with Marriott Hotels and I was working in sales. So since then, I think from being there and learning kind of how to hard sell, I always worked in sales from that point.
So and you were 19 and you went to New York?
It wasn't New York. It was actually Louisville, Kentucky.
In my head, I pictured a Marriott Hotel in New York. You rocking up, little Scouse girl, turning up with your suitcase, ready to take on the world. Like a musical.
No,
but it was actually not. Kentucky. How was Kentucky? I think I'd love it in Kentucky.
No, do you know what? It's absolutely unreal. It's so good. And it's got, have you ever heard of the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, even? I'm dying to go.
Race. Yeah, oh, it's amazing. But because of that, like every year, obviously Louisville just gets slammed with, you know, tourists. And it's just like the maddest event ever. Because when I was working in the hotel, I worked in every single department, but you just experience people coming in from all over the world. And for like 3 weeks straight, it's just one big party in this little place that I'd never even heard of. Like when I got the job there, they phoned me and they said, oh, we've got your placement in the Marriott. And I was the same. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'm off to New York. They're like, Louisville. I was like, do you mean Louisiana? I'd never heard of Louisville in my life.
No.
But it's amazing. And it's got so much huge tourist industry. And Kentucky is obviously where KFC is from.
Yeah. So did you put on about 6 stone in your first 6 months?
No, you might think that that's a joke, but I literally gained, I think, 3.5 stone, maybe 4 during the year.
I'm not surprised. I went to New Orleans and it's the same kind of food, isn't it? So it's all the dumplings and gravy and fried chicken. And I was unrecognisable when I came back.
No, my mum cried, you know, when I got off the plane, because my mum picked me up from Manchester and I got off the plane and she was like sobbing. And I was like, what? And she was like, what have you done to yourself? Because I was that fat. Yeah, so anyway, moving on. I got into all types of sales jobs from that. I went to China after that and I worked in China doing sales for another year. And that was, it all led on to getting into a sales role in Liverpool with a celebrity agency, well, an influencer agency, really. So we manage people in reality TV, so Geordie Shore, Anyways Essex, stuff like that. And I was working there and it just meant so many events, and I was at the opening of an envelope because I was young and I loved it. So everything that there was, I was going to, and I was drinking champagne on arrival, Prosecco on arrival. I just kind of grew a love for Prosecco, I think. And I was tracking my calories because obviously I'd lost some weight since America.
You were conscious, conscious.
Yeah, I was conscious again. I was like, okay, that can't happen again. I was like tracking my calories and all that, but wasn't tracking my alcohol. And then I realized, oh yeah, that's why I'm gaining weight, because of the alcohol calories. And then it was just a very minor thought. What if I could create a product that was better for you, so reduce calorie, reduce sugar, but still tasted great and you could still drink it and you could still be involved. And also no one wants to lose the alcohol content. Well, I know that no one in Liverpool does anyway. So, and that's the thing, when you get low calorie stuff or reduced calorie or reduced sugar, it's always reducing the alcohol content, because that is the majority of the calorie content. It's in the alcohol. Yeah. But there is other companies like trying to do it now. But the thing that we've got is that it still tastes delicious. And I think when people are trying to drop calories, they're really, they're ruining the product. And yeah. So we just made sure that by creating this product, we didn't lose any of the taste. And all it was for me, it was a thought that spiraled out of control. And I couldn't, it was like I couldn't sleep at night until I'd done it.
Ladies of Liverpool.
We've had so many ladies of Liverpool on this podcast who've done amazing things. And the one that jumps to mind when I'm talking to you, it's quite similar to a lovely lady, Rebecca, who's got the ProBlow brand.
Oh, you know, I know her.
Her story is just like yours. It's one of those things where you just have an itch and you need to scratch it. And then you speak to someone else and they advise you what you can do next. And it's all about people helping you around and about in whatever way that they can, whether it's putting you in the right arenas or sending you to the right graphic designers or that kind of stuff. So when you came up with this idea, how did you take it from a bit of an idea that you thought about when you went to bed to actually making steps to create your own Prosecco?
So to this day, I actually don't know how I did it. It was such a blur. I took such little steps and it was at such a slow pace. Anyway, I knew how I was going to market it, and I almost had the brand like pictured in my head before I even began. But in terms of like the procurement and stuff, because I'd never worked in alcohol before, so this was a full change, but I knew what tasted right. So I was back and forth to Italy initially. So it comes from a place called Treviso, which is right by Venice in Italy. And I was back and forth there, and basically I was just on a big tour of all the wineries tasting their Prosecco. It was very difficult.
So how many trips did that take you? How many times did you jump a flight to Italy in the name of drinking Prosecco?
It was a minimum of 8, I think.
Wow.
Over about a year and a half, it was about 8 trips. Mm-hmm. And it was me going for the weekend, because I still had a job to do. I was still running a business, so I could only go at weekends. So every weekend I'd get on, not every weekend, dramatic.
I'd get smashed.
Every weekend I'd pop off to Italy and I'd go just round a few wineries tasting the Prosecco. And basically I just had this thought in my mind that when I taste the right one, I'm just going to know it's the right one. And that's exactly what happened. It took near 2 years, but I just kept going to wineries until I tasted a wine where I was like, that's it. Because I know that with a reduction of sugar, this is still going to taste nice. Because it was that tasty and delicious with only... It wasn't like a because some Proseccos can be mega. It can be like 200 calories a glass, mm-hmm. while as others are lower and like 80 calories a glass. This was only maybe say 90 calories a glass, which isn't bad for a Prosecco. But I just knew that even with a reduction in sugar, it was still going to taste nice.
Yeah. So and that's the thing with it, isn't it? It's quite, the only way I can describe it is to drink it, because I know people now will be thinking, you know, I've tried low calorie drinks and you do sacrifice with anything low calorie. You do tend to go, I'll eat that low calorie cake, but it's going to be crap compared
to. Yeah, it's not going to be as nice.
Slice. Yeah, it's not going to be the same thing. But I honestly, hand on heart, and people know I will never endorse something if I don't believe in it. It tastes like the best Prosecco you can get. Yeah. It really does.
I know. It's light, so
it doesn't leave your mouth dry like Proseccos tend to make me. I need crisp or something. I'm like, I need a packet of nuts or need to go and get curry and chips. You know, after a night on the Prosecco, you're straight for a kebab, aren't you? You need the salt, your mouth all like feels all weird. Where with yours, and let's be honest, Sam, you know, if we're cutting to the chase, I nailed like 5 bottles on that Saturday night. Yeah. And I didn't even make myself a ham toasty or not. And I went to bed, didn't have nothing to eat. So you're saving calories there.
That is so true. But yeah, it's exactly that. And that's how I describe it. There's no feeling at the back of your throat. There's none of that. And that's what I wanted to avoid. And so, yeah, but I mean, I must say, I still have snacks after I've drunk it.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Where does a girl who's never dealt with alcohol go from there? Did you need a license?
So if you're selling it online, it is different. But that's if you're only intending to sell it online. To get a license for that, it's pretty straightforward. You need like a personal license. You do a test. It's pretty straightforward for that. And I got that really quickly. The difficulties I had was with a wholesale license. So that's when you want to start selling into bars, restaurants, hotels. And that was not an easy process. I think my interview with HMRC was around 3 hours.
And
they delve into every single area of your life. it's mad. And I mean, luckily, anything bad that I've ever done, I've never been caught. So I was I was quite okay.
but that must have been nerve-wracking, because when you have this idea, it's like me. You're like me. You're creative. You get that excitement from doing something. Yeah. And I'm like that. And then when it comes to the brass tacks of it. And you have to sit and do interviews or pass tests. You sort of go, oh, this isn't what I wanted to do.
Yeah. This is not what I fancy. To be honest, in the end, I ended up paying for an agency to help me with it, because it was that much of a struggle. Because much to fill out, then you've got your test, then you've got your HMR interview. You want to be prepared. You want to make sure you've got everything in place, because otherwise you've got to go and do it all again, and that's no good. So I ended up getting an agency to help me, and they really helped. But it's really not easy getting a wholesale license. But I suppose I do understand it, because they can't have irresponsible people selling alcohol. They just can't. So I do get it. And now I'm very conscious about everything I'm doing in regards to making sure, you know, everything is by the book, because I couldn't bear them trying to come down on me.
I know. Oh no, I couldn't think of anything worse. Even if I've got a speeding ticket or anything like that, nerves are gone. Same. It's got to be paid. A parking ticket. If you pay 15 quid now, I'm like in the car. I haven't even pulled off in the car. I'm like, just pay it. I don't need that black cloud hanging over me.
I think the reason we've actually done so well is because I've had a very strong team around me. So from the winery who I found, they were amazing. They're like family owned. Everything that I needed to know legally and in regards to labeling, in regards to bottling, in regards to making sure that everything, you know, was vegan, organic. They helped with that. So they were great. And then obviously I've got a couple of people who work for me who do like my marketing. They know everything I don't know about websites, about Google, about Facebook, all the stuff that I don't even really know. So what I've done well is surrounding myself with the right people to be able to build a brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I can hear the little cogs ticking in people's heads now as they're listening. Those little ideas that you've been thinking about that you think I could never do. You've got to investigate it, speak to the right people.
Absolutely.
So you don't get 10 years down the line and think, I should have, what, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, shoulda done it, should have had
to
go.
If I was to listen to some of the people, you know, there was one time I actually went to London and I met with a guy who was a distributor for an alcohol company. And he just said, he basically like dismissed me in every way and was just like, this is too hard for you to even bother trying. And it was almost like, how dare you? That's a red flag to a bull. And then, even, you know, people around you, like they don't exactly say, don't do it. But it's all like, are you sure? Cautious, worrying.
And I'm scared for you. You're going to get in loads of debt. Are you going to get let down? Are you going to get in trouble with the tax man or poison someone and be all over the papers?
Oh, God, nightmare.
Because where'd you go now with something like this? You've achieved something great, but do you have other things that you want to do? Can you talk about them?
Yeah, I want to expand the product line. So obviously right now I've only got Prosecco and Pinot Grigio Sparkling Rosé, which is Think Pink. I would like to do a red wine. I know people love the reds. I'd like to do a white. I'd like to do a champagne or a Cremant. And I just want to expand the product range. And I mean, it's doing really well online. I couldn't ask for anything more. But I mean, there is always more, isn't there? You can always do better. So I'm just going to keep investing in the brand as it, till it grows and grows and grows and grow the product line. And, you know, people will come to me with ideas now and be like, I want to do that. And I'm very easily led astray to the point where I can be like, oh, okay, let's do that. Yeah, it sounds amazing. Let's do it. And then I end up splitting myself too far. So what I've said to myself for this year is no, everyone who comes at you, even if it's a great idea and you really want to be involved, just know, because you've got to put your full focus into this if you're going to make it the level that you want it to be. And as obviously I'm from Liverpool, I love Liverpool, and I intend to be all over the city, and any money I make, I'll put straight back into the city 100%. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's not a Scouse brand. It's national. Yeah. It's international. Yeah. And I want it to be everywhere. I don't want it to be like, oh, that Liverpool brand. That's not the idea. It's not Liverpool gin. It's think.
Yeah. Oh, listen to you. Absolutely love it. Brilliant. Inspiring. Every second of that chat should just inspire people to do something. Whatever it may be, girls, get involved. If you want to find Think and you want to order yourself some Prosecco, or you just want to have maybe you've got a question you want to ask Kat. She might have the answer. Find her. Where do we find you, Kat?
So find us on Instagram. It's at Think Wine Group. Or my LinkedIn, I'm really trying to grow that. It's Catherine Jones on LinkedIn. If anyone's on there, please join me and ask me anything. I've got loads of people asking me questions on LinkedIn now, and it's random, but it's great.
Yeah. So you're like an expert in your field now, girl.
Yeah.
Really,
well, I know
are.
A lot about wine now.
Oh, and not just how to drink it. Bravo to you. Well done, my love. Very proud of you.
Thank you
and,
so much.
Keep that Prosecco coming our way.
I will do.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.